WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WRBV 690 mobile listening.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. WSSP 902. You around WSSZ 793. Must be sleeping in or something. Anyway, 93 is my dream. Good morning, WSEX 400 monitoring. Thank you.
Sierra Echo Alpha 848, monitoring. Sierra Echo Alpha, we are clear.
WSSP 902 New Allen. WSSP 792. Wake up 902. Wake up. WSSP 793.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WRMQ805 mobile monitoring.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. WRMZ 640. WSFC 902, you around WSFC 793. No contact. WSOC 793.
Whiskey Sierra Echo Alpha 848 monitoring.
WRAF 504 monitoring channel. Intelligent life form out there, and I'm monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902. What's up?
Hey, there he is. Called for you a couple times. Nothing, just. I gotta learn to stay still. I keep moving around there. Is that better?
Yep, sir. We're gonna have to get some antennas. I mean, if you can't even sit in a chair and talk.
Drones here, go ahead.
Hey, just getting wind of that? That's been going on for months.
Hey, you must be moving around or something. I heard you say it was going on for months and then you dropped out. I've been doing it, but it's like, you know, what's the deal? You know, stuff like that, you know. Ever the government's telling us not to worry, don't. What the hell's going on around here?
Yeah, that's the outgoing people trying to stir stuff up is all it is, and yeah, you know, it's rolling. They're just kind of like hurt over what happened, so yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I know, man. I just wonder, you know, well, you know, I guess it's, you know, you can't get an answer out of them anyway, so, I mean, I'm concerned over their, you know, getting ready to, you know, build a Faraday shield or anything, you know, put all my gear in. It's just, you know, but I've been watching and following it, but it gets too boring because everybody says the same thing. We try to get answers, but they won't give it to us. They just tell us not to panic there. WSFZ 793 for identification purposes.
Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902. Yeah, I don't know. Hey, I wouldn't worry about it. I put it that way. I don't know. They're flying everywhere. Even I heard they're over Detroit, over the Ford factory downtown, and out in Colorado, California, Texas, Florida. They're everywhere. Yeah, who knows?
Brenda was telling me yesterday that her and Steve were on the porch the other night, and they could see them. There was a bunch of them up in the air or something. I don't know. She was telling me something about that. There was not a bunch, but saw them flying around up in the air. They could see them and anything. But, you know, I mean, like I said, I'm not panicking or anything, but, you know, you get to thinking about Joe Biden and them spy balloons and everything, and you gotta wonder there, Roger.
Well, that's exactly what's happening. I'm sure somebody, someone, or something. Who knows? I ain't gonna worry about it. I ain't sweating it. I'm just gonna get through the holidays and call that a day.
And, you know, on top of it, I realized, too, I just remembered that the frequency of their radios, or, you know, what they use to control the drones, man, they got it all encrypted, so the FBI or the Air Force, nobody can find out what frequency them drones are operating on and stuff. Everything's encrypted. Yeah, you know, it's just weird. I'm just trying to say it's weird, man. All of them freaking drones up there going around, and the government and FBI and everybody saying, oh, we got nothing to panic about.
Again, I ain't going to worry about it. I mean, ain't nothing we can do about it, right? So if you can't do nothing about it, don't worry about it.
Yeah, but come the 12th, that's all going to change. Trump's going to shoot them all down.
We'll see what comes of it. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, at least that's what he's saying. Hey, I'm going to swap down to medium power real quick. Tell me if I'm still making it through, all right?
Yeah, okay, Roger that.
Yeah, I'm at medium power. Is it still coming through pretty good?
Sounding all right. You've been bringing static. I'm sure I'm bringing static. I'm sure it's in the atmosphere today.
Yeah, I'm just trying to save battery. Like I said, that while back there, I was running on low power and coming through the repeater real good. But I think ever since the overcast stuff came, I had to switch back up to high power. Am I okay like this, or should I go back to high power?
You sound all right here. I ain't worried about it. I just turned mine down a little bit. Am I getting through all right?
I don't know if that was you or not. I didn't get anything but static there. Go ahead.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're back to your clean self again. In and out. I only cut bits and pieces. It's like, it's not like you're coming in with static or anything. You just key up, you know, and no static, and then I hear a piece of word, and then it goes out and it comes back in.
Roger that. Like I said, I turn it down to medium. I just turn it back up to high.
Yeah, you're great now. You sound great now. You were sounding good on medium. It's just, I don't know. I don't know if you're moving or what the deal is. But yeah, you sound good now again. Now go ahead.
Well, I'm in my spot right now, I guess. I guess it's, I'm getting to be like you. Yeah, we're going to have to get them antennas. That's all there is to it, so.
Yeah, Roger, that's all we're going to need, man. And maybe I can sit back in my chair and still talk, you know. I can't sit back. I can't do nothing. And I can't move to, you know, like I said, I can't move to the right, left. Even a hair. It's just, I gotta have it, I gotta kinda, you know what I mean.
Yep, Roger that. Well, like I say, you know, it's a small investment, so I ain't worried about it. It is what it is.
Were you in the same spot as you are now when you went to medium?
Yeah, no, I was over by the fireplace.
Well, if you're in a good spot like you are now, drop it to medium. Let me see if you can still come through.
Yeah, Roger that. I just get it down to medium now.
So you're running on medium right now?
Yeah, sir.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Let's try an experiment, man. Go in there and drop it to low. Let me see if you still hit it.
Yeah, Roger that. I got on low now. Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902.
WSFZ 793 identification services. Yeah. Just a slight hiss, but you're coming in clean and good there. Go ahead.
Well, Roger that then. I mean, if I'm still hitting this, then I guess I'll just leave it on low. It'll save on my batteries. And I'm looking at the battery indicator, and it's dropped down to a little bit of conversation we had. So, yeah, I'll just leave it on low.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, it's working good. I don't even know. Like I said, maybe a really super slight hit. Not enough to even mean anything. I mean, your audio's coming in good and everything there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I'll just leave it on low. Well, there we go. Now we got that figured out. Like I said, next thing we're going to have to get the better antennas. I don't think these antennas are all that good anyway, so we'll just have to take it from there and see what we can do with it. We already know from IOG which antennas to get, so they're not expensive, so we'll just take it from there.
Yeah, Roger. I got the page on bookmark from Amazon. I got it on bookmark, so we go to do it, you know, and I got them right there. But yeah, like I said, I heard a lot of good things about them, and RUG says it's the cat's meow. I don't know. I know a lot of, you know, when I watched a lot of YouTube videos stuff, they say the antennas that come with these ain't all that great anyway. So, but hey, at least they're working.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I mean, for the price of the units themselves, I mean, you can't really complain. I mean, they do a lot of things, and for the price, just, you can't really beat it. You know, it's better than spending, you know, $300-$400 on a unit, so...
No, I'm pretty happy with these, especially after the new antennas, get new antenna on it. About all I'm gonna need. Don't need nothing. As long as I hit the repeater, that's all. That's good enough for me. They're glad.
Roger that.
All right, man, I'm gonna go dig me up some coffee. I got something here I'm gonna take a look at. And I don't know, whatever the rest of the day brings, man. I'll get with you later. I'll give you a holler later out here. WSOZ 793, clear after your final.
All right, Dave, good enough. So yeah, I'll get with you later. Whiskey Sam, Foxtrot 902. I'm out too.
WRBT 634.
IWS 538 monitoring.
10-4.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WRUB 229 standing by.
Good afternoon there, 229, how are you?
Doing pretty good. Got out of work, headed home. How about yourself?
We're chilling off of work today. Going to pick up a couple of friends. We're going to go out tonight and do a game night kind of a thing. So, you know, for tonight, as long as this weather holds out until I get home, life is good.
Yeah, you can't complain about the weather right now, can you?
Colder than what I wanted to be. Yesterday it was, the temperature was okay, but it was kind of wet, but, you know, it's bigger than what we got coming. I haven't really looked at the forecast, but they're saying over the course of the next few days that there's a snow forecast every day for next 2-3 days, but I didn't look at the accumulations or anything yet.
It'd be nice having a white Christmas, but outside of that, I got no use for the snow.
Kind of messes with my side business a little bit, because I kind of do some Ubering and stuff, and last week when we had that ice come through, I had to cancel my morning rides just because, you know, the roads were still super slick. I wasn't going to risk being out in it. So all my non-essential rides I wound up canceling. But, you know, that's life in Michigan, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of nice having something on the side, make an extra dollar or two.
Up a little bit, you know. I don't actually do Uber. I do my own thing that I advertise through some Facebook and some community organizations and all. I'd like to be able to, for it to get to a point of where it'll sustain me full time, but you know, right now it's not. So I still got to work an overnight job and kind of catch a couple hours of sleep here and there when I can.
Yeah, I can understand that. I used to work a full-time job on weekends. I went and drove truck to trailer for all these grocery stores, delivering groceries.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, many, many moons ago, I worked a full-time job as an assistant manager for a chain of convenience stores, and then that was 5 days a week, and then on my 2 days off, I drove a charter bus down to the casinos. You know, I don't mind the work. It's just I'm getting old now, and I need my sleep.
I can relate to that. In July, I turned 64. Where did the time go to?
Yeah, I just turned 54, and I feel every minute of it sometimes.
Oh, thank you, Laura. Call for another year and a half, when I turn 65, get my medical. I think about retiring then, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, retirement is not something I ever see in my future. I got a couple little rugrats to support.
I know my kids moved out, then they moved back in with their wife and kids.
Nowadays. Well, I got one that's about to start college next year, and then I got another one that he's only six, so, yeah. So when I do the math, you know, six-year-old and I'm 54, yeah, there's retirement's not anywhere in my future.
Well, you had that one there late in life, didn't you?
Yeah, but, you know, love him to death, so, you know, can't complain too much.
Oh, like I said, my house is full of kids, so what are you going to do?
Yeah, circle of life, you know, you raise them, you kick them out, they come back with more.
My biggest problem is I never had a job with a pension. It's always been the 401k plan.
Kids today don't need a 401k plan. They need a MOM and a DAD plan.
Well, let's hope the stock market holds out.
Roger that.
I haven't been in a semi truck in about 5 years, and I don't miss it a bit.
Yeah, blame me. I never drove a truck. I bobtailed a couple times, but never drove a tractor trailer. I don't think I ever want to. But, you know, it's funny, you know, 1999 was the last time I had driven a bus, and then a couple years ago, after we moved up here, I was looking to buy a bus and convert it into a mobile home, and went and looked at one, got behind the wheel of it, and just kind of took off on it, and the guy that was selling it said, you know, my word, how long has it been since you drove a bus, did you say? And I'm like, it's been, you know, 20 plus years, and he's like, well, you seem to have not forgotten.
Yeah, I guess like riding a bike. I know with trucking, to make every day is at least 12, 14 hours. There's never a light day.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra A10 for ID. Yeah, and depending on, you know, how you pay. I mean, if you drive for someone, at least, you know, my understanding is you're on the clock as opposed to mileage and stuff. So, but still, that makes for a long day. And when you're on mileage, obviously, you know, you got to haul butt there to make that money. And don't think you really make all that much anymore.
No, you don't. I know I work for Aldi's grocery store there, hauling groceries for them. You get paid by the mile and so much an hour at each stop. So it really wasn't like an hourly wage.
Well, that kind of sucks, I would think. Especially if you're driving their trucks, you know, and using their fuel, you know. I don't know why they would pay you for the mile instead of an hour, but I guess they're just trying to save money like everybody else.
Yeah, most truck companies, they pay by the mile. That way, don't pay any time and a half or nothing like that. It's just a way to keep the wages down.
You guys got to get. get in doing it with an asphalt company or something like that. That way you can go in, work some weekdays, just have your weekends off, and never go more than 100 miles from home.
The problem with asphalt is kind of like driving gravel trains, it's seasonal work.
Yeah, if you're just looking for a filler or something to root around, there's a lot of companies that let you come in and work a couple of days a week if you want to as a fill-in guy and give you some extra money and once you get in that retirement area if you wanted to, you know.
But a lot of younger, I probably would. Being 64, it's kind of hard to get back in a truck.
Yeah, I hear you. WSH-400, I got to jump out here for a minute.
WRUB 229. I'm almost home, so I'm going to step out.
All right, 229, pleasure chatting with you. The other station that jumped in there. Appreciate your input on that TSO there. This is with Sam Charlie Zebra 810. We're going to be out here for a while. We're kind of headed out of town, so we'll see how far we get.
SBS 386, monitoring.
WSEL 664, monitoring. Mobile.
WRUG 488, this is WRHW. 478. WRHW 478 monitoring.
WSFR 966, copy. WSFR 966, copy.
WSBC 980, you're coming through on the Bay City rig if that's what you're looking for.
WRVV 690
WSEU 202 in Widgets, hanging out, no doubt.
WSFR 966, copy. WSFR 966. Test.
Everything sounds good. Sounds good over here. WSFC 793 monitor. Symbol RFS 966.
Whiskey Romeo Papa Bravo 448 monitoring.
WSGC 426 monitoring.
Whiskey Romeo Papa Bravo 448 monitoring.
WRTX 930.
WSGC 426 monitoring the channel.
Copy, last stop back, 401, standing by.
WSBM 99390.
Whiskey Romeo Mike Quebec, 805, standing by.
WRFX 966.
Is that a Brian out there?
Yes, sir, Jack, this is.
Well, are you at home or what?
No, I'm just leaving the bowling alley heading home.
I see. And you gotta get up tomorrow morning. Go ahead. WIUT, play 8.
Yes, sir. Up at 6 so I can be to work by 7.
Good. So how are you doing today?
Can't complain. I won a little bit of money at the bowling alley, so that was fun. Didn't have to work too hard, so that wasn't too bad. I guess it was a good day. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. That'd be nice. Anyhow, I want some money. Always is nice to do something like that. Roger.
Did what I had to do to win $300, so I'm good.
Get a piece of little paycheck.
Mama was up at the bowling alley because everybody in the league misses her, so. She watched me, and so I know when I get home, she's going to have her. Roger.
So, Dad, so now you're driving back home, correct?
That is correct. Driving westbound on 14 Mile Road towards Mound Road.
I know what that is. Anyhow, so tomorrow, first thing in the morning, you gotta get up at 6 o'clock. That's that clock, correct?
Goes off. So, two of them let out the back door. 6:03, they're coming back in. And then I get to go to the bathroom, brush my teeth, and make my coffee.
Brian, are you on
625
or 675?
675, but I went under some high tension power line, so you probably lost part of that.
Now it sounds a little bit better from before. So it cut off a little bit, then come back. Just a little bit. But now he's doing good. Roger.
Yeah, well, I got my Motorola, so no outside antenna again.
Oh, big Motorola too, with an outside Motorola attack.
It's Motorola HD with the regular rubber duck antenna. It doesn't seem to do much with the outside antenna. So, I don't know. I've been working on something that I could do easy in the... Right now, this is it.
All you need, when you sound good, that's all you need, believe me. Just like I do it. When I sound good, that's all I need. I don't need nothing else.
Yeah, I just gotta be aware. Sometimes those high tension power lines, they'll knock your signal down for a second, so I gotta pause when I'm driving underneath them. Roger.
Always bad, you got when you're driving. Yeah, you do have a pause sometimes. That happened to me too. Sometime on I-75 North. With some crazy people out there, you got to pass to not to say anything. Just keep an eye in the front. Roger.
Yeah, well, I do have to be careful. I'm not sure. I know that new law they passed, they said you can't have anything in your hand, so I'm not sure if they mean walkie-talkies and microphones as well, but, if I see a cop around now, I'll just wait until I get past them.
You know what? I don't know, but that's what they said. You got to have a hand-free mic. I don't believe that. I don't think they're going to say anything, you know. As soon as you're not too long with it, that's how it goes. I've been around too long, and I see cops by me and all that. I still talk, and they don't say too much.
Yeah, well, I just want to ask them how come they're above the law, because they get to talk on their microphones and their walkie-talkies when they're driving, and they play with their laptops. You should see them. It's disgusting.
Because they're law. That's why. We're not a law. We're just citizens. That's all we are.
No, a friend of mine's a police officer, and I said, since when are you above the law? And he goes, I'm not. Just nobody's going to enforce it on me. That's all.
Yeah, like they're going all over a place and nobody say anything.
Yeah, I just have to ask him next time I see him. How come you get to talk on your equipment and I can't talk on my equipment?
You hit it right on the nose. WRUT.8.
Oh, traffic seems light this evening. Not quite as heavy as normal.
Because the middle of the week, way back, half the people go out, like service stores and all that. They don't do that on Wednesday. They take off, like all the bread men. Well, I used to on the supermarket back then. You don't see nobody on Wednesday. They all being home. I mean, half the week is for them. Roger.
Well, I'm usually not driving out here until about 11:30, but and I did take a different route. But it just traffic seems light. Maybe it's because of the holiday. People are already getting off work.
Also, the holiday, the people, some people stay up to open till about 11, and I think that's what's going to happen. These days here, they stay up to open to the 11. That way, everybody gets the Christmas tree, and I mean Christmas gift.
Well, I used to work when Myers was open all night, 24 hours, because, you know, I work midnight shift, and if I got an odd night off, I could go shopping when nobody else was around, but, yeah, they close at, like, midnight now, open at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I think that is Macy's and JCPenney. They do that. Roger.
Well, I know where all those City of Warren police officers are. They're 12 and loaned. Scratch that, they're at 12 and Van Dyke.
I need to cut it off a bit.
Yeah, I know where all the City of Warren police officers are tonight. They're all at 12 Mile and Van Dyke. There's a bus pulled over, and they're all around the bus.
You know, you're right. The Van Dyke is always a bus run, and sometimes you got to be behind it because all the other cars, they're moving fast, about 50 miles an hour. So you stuck to be stuck there for like 5 minutes.
Well, I thought it was actually supposed to be cold tonight.
Well, it's not too bad tonight, really. In the 40s, probably right now, anyhow. But the Friday, they say it's about a 50% chance of snow, but they don't know. Maybe 1 to 3 inches. That's what they say. But it's going to get colder after that. For another three days. And at 25, something like that.
Well, it needs to get cold. And it needs to snow. And it needs to stick around so we have a white Christmas. It's so long since we had an honest to good white Christmas. So y'all, thank you, 966 for ID.
You're right, WIUG38. Well, I like to be up north at that time.
Yeah, well, we got it all shut down for the year. It looks like I'm not going to be working between Christmas and New Year's as it stands right now. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll take a trip up there. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But I have a whole week to do what I want, it looks like. And it doesn't cost me any of my vacation time.
It's good if it's that way. It's really good. It helps a lot. Roger.
Yeah, well, with all this crap going on with Polaris, plant manager has been really stingy, not buying stuff that we need and whatnot, trying to save his budget or whatever, I don't know. But he worked us hard this week to try and make it so he doesn't have to run at all next week during the Christmas holiday week. But hey, you pay the money. 8 hours pay, 5 days to stay home, I'll take it.
You were saying, well, in case, you know, at least you'll catch up with what you left before, you know, like going here, going there, do this and do that, you know, he'll catch up with it. And that's what, you know, that is the best thing to do. If there's not much going on. Roger.
Yeah, well, my one friend, they're closing his shop during between Christmas and New Year's, so we'll take my daughter's car up to his shop and look at it. You know, tinkering around with it, we'll enjoy the time off, don't get me wrong. But six of one, half dozen of the other, it's just, they work mentally.
Which one did you go on today?
May 1st to use that paid day off, so. Six of one, half dozen of the other, it's a lot more expensive for him to pay payroll next week.
Ryan, so did you get on a 10-meter today? Or 2-meter?
Well, I didn't get on 2 meters. I was listening to FBI 442-660-70-centimeter band at work this morning, and I was listening to GMRF also this today at work. But I got home from work and had to take care of the dogs and get a shower and get ready to go. We had a potluck dinner tonight at the bowling alley because we're off for the next 2 weeks. I get that ready. I was running short on time. That was amazing. I just don't know where the time was today.
I see. Now, how far is it from the house?
About a quarter of a mile. I just turned onto Ryan Road from 10 miles.
Light traffic, correct?
Well, you could shoot a cannon down here and probably not hit a car. There's only like 4 cars in the mile stretch that I'm at.
Well, this time of night, 11 o'clock, you know, and like I say, some of these people, they don't work tomorrow. Like most of the Brent people, they don't work on Wednesday. And also like the donuts and all that stuff, they don't work on Wednesday.
All right, Jack, well, I'm pulling in at home. I got to get the bowling balls in the house. So I will chat with you in a little bit. I will talk to you later. WRFX 966.
Ryan, good to chat with you and good to hear from you. Take care and have a beautiful day tomorrow. WIUG 48 clear.